Thank you so much for tuning into a service with Hope Family George. We hope it inspires you and helps you with your journey with God.
Come on, how amazing was Serve Day? I had the awesome privilege of being at the night shelter yesterday, and it was absolutely amazing just watching our young people serve. I don't know if you had a Boerewors roll yesterday, but if you did, and it was absolutely amazing. Come on. To all the guys, if you thought that yesterday's Boerewors rolls was amazing, imagine what the Boerewors rolls on Thursday night at our men's event is going to be like. It is going to be fantastic. So please register. You want to be here because food is good. And come on, that's all I can say about food. For those of you that do not know me, my name is Cheslin Van Coller. I'm in Cheslin, Apollos. Thank you. Thank you. No, honestly, just really want to honor our senior pastors, Pastor Paul and Pastor Marinette. Thank you so much for doing what you do. I don't know if you know, but they're not just pastors that talk about the Word of God, but they are pastors that live it out. They genuinely live it out. And in Hebrews chapter 11, it's called the faith chapter, and it talks all about the fathers and the mothers of faith. And we find them in the Bible, but for us as a Hope family, we can find them right here. And really, we honor you. We thank you for your obedience and for just being faithful for the season that we are in. I love the season that we are in right now. For if you are a parent, you know it's exam time. And that is always a season of faith. If you are a young person, it is exam time. You know that is a season of faith. And really what happens in this time is, as a parent, you tell your child, my boy, my girl, please go and study. And you have faith that they are studying. And as a young person, when your parents tell you to do that, you go into your room. Some of you don't study. The day before your exam, you open up a book and, Lord Jesus, please help me to get everything in. And then what happens is at the end of the term, everybody in the house has faith. Because as a parent, you haven't seen your child open up a book. And as a teenager, you know you haven't opened up a book. So now the prayer goes, Jesus, please, if you would help me, I promise. And there's faith all over the room. But this is the truth. Each and every single one of us has faith either in something or someone. And the goal today is really that we would place our faith not in earthly things, but in our Heavenly Father. That we would not rely on earthly things and on things that won't last, but that we would rely on our God that provides. Let's pray. Father God, thank you so much that we can come today, Father God. I pray that you bless us, that you guide us, Father God. I pray that you would speak to us. Open up our minds and our hearts to your word. May we receive everything that you have for us, Father God. Pray this in your holy name. Amen. The word faith is mentioned 245 times in the New Testament, which means that faith is extremely important to God. Where we put our faith, and in whom we put our faith. But what is faith? Google, or if you are Apple user, Siri, says it like this. Faith is complete trust or confidence in someone or something. I love the Bible more. The Bible puts it like this in Hebrews 11 verse 1. Now faith is confidence in what we hope for and assurance about what we do not see. There's a lovely quote that helps me to explain it even more and understand it even more. Faith is like Wi-Fi. Yes. Faith is like Wi-Fi. You can't see it, but it connects you to everything you need. When life gets blurry and the signal is weak, faith is what keeps you plugged into God's plan. So now we know what faith is. Now we need to understand why faith is important. And it explains it in Hebrews 11, verse 6. And it is impossible to please God without faith. Anyone who wants to come to him must believe that God exists and that he rewards those who sincerely seek him. Faith pleases God. Faith in God pleases him. I love the message that our senior pastor, Pastor Paul, shared last week on Father's Day of how God wants to love us, that he's a loving father, and that he loves it when we obey him. And God loves it when we put our faith and our trust in him. It pleases him. And all over in the Bible, we see that there are so many people that had faith, so many people that might have struggled with faith, so many people where their faith increased. And today we're going to look at a disciple called Peter. And Peter starts out having this amazing faith, and something happens and his faith drops a bit, but it rises once again. But Peter, before he was even called Peter, he was actually Simon. And what happened is Jesus called Simon and some of the disciples to follow him, and they end up following him. And on this journey, people started asking Jesus who he is, and Jesus started asking the disciples, who do you say I am? And some said, Jesus, you are a prophet. Some said, you are a rabbi, you are a teacher. But Peter said, Jesus, you are our Lord and our Savior. You are our Messiah. And because of this, Jesus said to him, because of this divine revelation, you will now be called the rock on which the church will be built. So he goes from being Simon to being Peter and stepping in to what God has for him. And we get to the point where Peter is about to walk on water. And this is the story that most of us have heard of. And if you haven't, don't worry. I'm going to tell it in a way that you'll understand and that it's exciting because it's youth takeover. But in order to understand that story, we need to go a few verses back and understand what happened a few verses back before we get to that story. So a few verses back in Matthew, what happened was Jesus and the disciples are about to feed the 5,000. That's a lot of people. And all they had was 5 loaves and 2 fish. The Bible records it as this, that they only counted 5,000 men. They had not yet counted the women and the children. So that means that there was way more than 5,000 that they had to feed. And they get to a point where they start asking Jesus, Jesus, how are we going to do this? Jesus, how are we going to provide? We have more than 5,000 people here that are hungry. How are we going to do this? And Jesus says to them, give me what you have. And they place it in his hands, and he says a prayer of thanks. And they start feeding the 5,000. But we know because there was more than 5,000 that Jesus did more than what they expected. He did over and above. And the Bible records that this, that there were even leftovers. The disciples gathered leftovers, and there were 12 baskets left over, one for each of the disciples. And Jesus says to them, I want you to go across to the other side, and I will meet you there. And the disciples climb in the boat and they head across this lake. And this is where we're going to pick up the story. In Matthew chapter 14, verse 24 to 31. It says, meanwhile, the disciples were in trouble far away from land, for a strong wind had arisen and they were fighting heavy waves. About 3 o'clock in the morning, Jesus came toward them walking on the water. When the disciples saw him walking on the water, they were terrified. In their fear, they cried out, it's a ghost. But Jesus spoke to them at once. Don't be afraid, he said. Take courage, I am here. Then Peter called to him, Lord, if it is really you, tell me to come to you walking on the water. Yes, come, Jesus said. So Peter went over the side of the boat and walked on the water towards Jesus. But when he saw the strong wind and the waves, he was terrified and began to sink. Save me, Lord, he shouted. Jesus immediately reached out, grabbed him. And this is what I find so interesting. Jesus says this, "You have so little faith. Why did you doubt me?" And this is what blows my mind. If Peter, with such little faith, was able to walk on water, imagine what Jesus can do with our faith tonight. Imagine what putting our faith in Jesus will do. If you are taking notes, my first point is, faith is belief in action. I love our Hope family because we are a church of prayer. We believe that prayer is our first response and not our last resort. And every Sunday we have a prayer team, prayer warriors standing here waiting for you to come forward for prayer. And I love that. It puts a smile on my face because when we come forward for prayer, we are telling Jesus that we are putting our faith in him, that we are putting it into action. You see, it's easy for us to say we have faith in Jesus, and it's easy for us to say we have faith, but we have to show it also. We can't just talk the talk. We've got to walk the walk also. And that's what Peter does. Jesus calls him out, and he has to take a step of faith outside of the boat, outside of where it's comfortable, into the storm. Jesus calls him, and he has to take that step of faith. My second point is, faith in Jesus makes anything possible. We see that because Peter was focused on Jesus, and because his faith was in Jesus, he was able to walk on water. But the scripture also says that Peter started focusing on the waves and the winds. And what happened was his faith and his focus shifted from Jesus and onto his situation and his problem. And I wonder, Hope family, how many of us have taken our focus and our faith off of Jesus and onto our situations and our problems? Peter does this, and he begins to sink. And maybe you're feeling like Peter, where you're in your situation and you're in your problem and you're sinking and it feels like you're drowning. Feels like you have no air. You're wondering, how am I going to get out of this? You're wondering, what is next? Can I encourage you? The Bible says that when Peter sank, Jesus didn't leave him there. Jesus held out his hand, picked him back up. One thing we don't always talk about is this of Peter. See, when Jesus picked him up, the Bible says that the disciples and Jesus reached land. But I've always wondered, how did they get back to the boat? How did they get back to the boat? And someone said that when Jesus picked up Peter, Peter had to have faith once again and walk back to the boat. You see, for some of us, we've been doing it in our own strength. And we've been walking in our eyes. We started out strong, faith in Jesus. I'm going to come to church every Sunday. I'm going to be devoted. But we've taken our focus off of Jesus and onto our storm. And now we're struggling. The cool thing about this is when Peter walked back, he didn't walk alone. He was walking with Jesus. He was walking with Jesus. And oh, family, I'm wondering, for how many of you need to start walking back to the boat with Jesus tonight? Because it's youth takeover, I want to do a quick illustration. So I'm going to need the help of the front row. Front row, I need you to stand up. Front row, I need you to sit down. Front row, I'm going to ask you two questions. The first question is, when you sat down, were you fearful? This is the part where you say no with confidence. No, thank you. Frandro, when you sat down, did you think that the chair would crumble underneath you? And the reason for that is because you have faith that the chair is able to hold you. Somewhere along the line, you read that the chair is able to carry so many kilograms, and you are able to place your faith in the chair. Hope family, if you read the Bible, you'll be able to see that God is a way maker, a miracle worker, a healer, our provider. He is able to carry us and to hold us. Every Sunday and every Friday, when I take a seat, I'm reminded that if this chair can hold me, God is able to do so much more than that chair. Because this is the thing, if something that is dead can keep me and carry me, imagine how much more our loving God can do. Won't you stand to your feet? I want to end off with this. I wondered why Peter was the only one to walk on water. And the more time I spent with God, I started realizing that the story of the 5,000 is so important, because just before Jesus had asked them to go onto the boat into a storm, he had shown them with the 5,000 what putting their faith in him would do. And the disciples were fearful, but Peter was the only one to walk on water. And I wonder if Peter remembered what Jesus had done with the 5,000. And maybe that's why he was able. He was able to have faith in God, faith in Jesus, and walk on water. Hope family, I'm here to tell you that we all have a story where it was 5,000 for us, where it seemed impossible, but Jesus did it anyway. We all have a story where we've placed it in God's hands and he's done a miracle. And I don't know what you're going through. Maybe you are in a storm right now. Would you believe once again that if he could do it back then, he would do it right now? I want to end off with this verse. It says in Proverbs 3 verse 5, trust in the Lord with all your heart. Do not depend on your own understanding. Logically, it doesn't make sense that someone can walk on water. Logically, it doesn't make sense why God would say we need to tithe, but finances is low. Logically, it doesn't make sense why God says you need to press in more. But what we do know is that when we put our faith in him, understanding flies out of the window and the impossible becomes possible. I'm going to pray for us, and as I pray, won't you remember all the good things that God has done for you over the years? Everything that you have been through, everything that you have counted, won't you remember his goodness and how we brought you through that? And I pray that that would encourage you this evening to press in and to continue to have faith in God. Father God, we pray for every single person here tonight, Father God. I pray that they would press into you, Father, that their faith would increase with you, Father God. Thank you that you are a good Father, that faith in you pleases you, Father God. I pray that for each and every single one of us, that we would place our faith in you and you alone, Father God. I pray that every Sunday as we take a seat, that we would be reminded that we need to place our faith in you, that you can carry us, you can hold us, you can provide for us, you can heal us, you can do the impossible, Father God. And we pray for every single person that have maybe been doing it alone, that have been struggling in this season, that you would lift them up and that they would have faith once again and walk back with you to that boat, Father God. Pray this in your holy name. Amen.
Stay in touch. We'd love to hear from you. Send through your prayer requests, praise reports, or any questions you might have to 062-214-2814. That's 062-214-2814.